just film for fun. If you give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about. If you give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
Pixar has set a high standard for its films. The rarefied air of Wall-E and Up, and really just Finding Nemo, which Finding Dory is the sequel to, coming as it does years later, 13 years later. Is this a good movie? And the answer is no. It's an amazing movie. So Ellen DeGeneres and Albert Brooks perfectly capture the spirit of the movie. But what's incredible is, first of all, if you watch Finding Nemo, about the clownfish that goes missing, and you watch Finding Dory, the advances in animation are just exceptional in the last 13 years. It's hard to believe that there's a movie better than Finding Nemo, but if you saw Inside Out, then you realize that Pixar, which has become its own sort of iconic film studio, as much of a brand name as a Tarantino film or a Scorsese, so in this case, an animation house occupying the space of the directorial brand. And what we see is just this inspired life underwater. And it's a life in which the animals that live underwater, or I should say fish, because it's mostly fish that live underwater. But the movie itself is a combination of fish, sea lions, birds, seabirds, and anemones, turtles. All of these are about an adventure involving a fish that has no short-term memory and gets lost and sort of has to find her way home. So the idea of finding a home when you can't remember where you're from, which speaks to the plight of displaced persons everywhere. This sort of political and yet apolitical feeling is the journey to find your identity that James Joyce undertook. This is the journey that Oscar Wilde. This is the story that the great writers and artists who were displaced had to reckon with. This is Joseph Conrad's Heart of Darkness. So when you cannot remember who your parents are, if you're a refugee, a Syrian refugee, or whoever you are in the world, if your religious stance doesn't match where you are living, reconciling where you're from with who you are, and doing that in a way that's beautiful to look at, this movie finds at its core this story of self-awareness, self-actualization, and the ability to exist underwater and to have to so completely inhabit the underwater space, which is a place that has eluded humankind. And it's why animation is very special when it works well. It allows you to be in a space that you wouldn't otherwise be able to be. It allows you to, much like special effects, but even more completely special effects, because every frame itself is a completely imagined world. So by being able to place you inside the spacesuit that is 2001's Underwater Space Odyssey, Finding Dory takes you into the sea kelps of Monterey Bay, into the kelp forest of Monterey Bay, and lets you live there. And the only part that is a bummer about the movie is that it ends.